An unusual center for learning is taking shape in Bellevue. There were no shovels at the groundbreaking, and some people showed up in black diplomatic vans. KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolph reports on a partnership between the University of Washington, Microsoft, and China.
Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a first. The president of a university in China saying it is transplanting itself here. Chu Yong.
And achieve great things. Together.
Tsinghua University is working with the University of Washington to create an innovation school. They're getting millions in seed money from Microsoft, and they're locating themselves nearby. It's the Global Innovation Exchange, and its goal is big. Vikram Jandiala of the University of Washington heads the project.
The problems we're trying to solve are global problems, environment, health. No one country is going to be able to do this. And the two biggest economies right now are China and the U.S.
But the U.S.-China relationship has been challenging. There have been tensions over trade secrets, the openness of the internet, and spying. So there are risks. Vikram Jandiala.
I think the risk question is a good one, but I think there's more risk in not engaging.
He says the planet needs the best minds wherever they are.
The timing is now, for instance, global warming.
What's in this for us? Governor Jay Inslee says jobs.
We expand not only intellectual capital, but we expand our markets that creates jobs right here.
What does China get?
你好,我是清华大学副校长杨斌.
Yang Bin is the vice president of Tsinghua University, sort of the MIT of China. And what ambition?
For Tsinghua to become a truly globalized university. That's the intention.
The plan is to have the school open by this time next year. In Bellevue, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.